Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Monday morning. Titans lose 42-19, and to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our friend Paul Kuharski from PaulKuharski.com. PK, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, guys. Thanks for the visit.
Thanks for taking time to be with us. So, PK, it's hard to imagine the Titans starting a game much worse than they did yesterday. Down 21-0 after the first, en route to being down 28-0. What did you make of that start, and how do you explain coming out just looking as inept as they did to begin that game yesterday in the National Football League?
Yeah, it's pretty inconceivable to come out and do what they did. And really, the losses, first and foremost, on the defense. I mean, down 28 in 20 minutes, didn't put up much of a fight. Obviously, special teams turned it over there, offense turned it over there, made it more difficult. But, I think Jeff Simmons was accurate in saying they were hungover from success. But look at what qualifies as success for this team. I mean, they won one game. They upset one good team, and that's success. That's success on the level for them to be hungover. It's a massive disappointment and a massive indictment of what this team can and cannot handle. And then Jarvis Brownlee, also being candid, saying that he thought guys were affected by the cold. Everybody, that read that, a ton of people that read that or listened to that clip on Twitter said, it was the same temperature that it was in Nashville. It's like low 40s, maybe high 30s at the end of the game and windy. This was not like Buffalo last night or Cleveland from a couple weeks ago with, lake effect snow. It was pretty standard November, December football in the National Football League. So, I mean, it's just a mess as to how bad that game was in terms of a showing and how downtrodden this team is.
Yeah, so we were obviously giving you crap about your Jeff Simmons related question. But what is the what's the answer? What's the explanation for basically getting run on like you're an FCS team against Alabama in a National Football League game? How do you account for that?
Now we can talk seriously about it. Now that
I suppose
earlier it's a big joke that they gave up 250 or whatever they gave up.
No, we were clowning you. We weren't making light of their issues. They're very serious.
Me asking questions about it is a joke. But now it's a serious issue. I get it.
There you go.
Jeff says gap scheme. And we didn't do the right things to cover that. I mean, not just to get run on for a team that talks a lot about not being able to be run on, but Brian Robinson looked phenomenal. I mean, I think he's a good back, but I don't think he's a phenomenal back. And some of those runs certainly start up the middle where the Titans feel like their defensive core strength is with Simmons and Sweat. Getting pinned and not being able to get to Robinson and others. Robinson's 40-yard, very easy touchdown run that kind of got things started. Started up the middle, and then he veered outside. I hate to say to give up. I mean, I don't think they weren't trying. I just think they were kind of helpless. And you could say all you want about Brian Callahan, and he didn't do a good job, but Denard Walker had a sleepy defense out there that was overmatched, outwit, outplayed, all that stuff by Cliff Kingsbury yesterday. I think we can put that Denard Wilson's going to be a head coach, this offseason stuff to rest.
Especially if people can't get his name right. Yeah, that's going to be a problem for him.
Yeah, Denard Wilson as opposed to Denard Walker. He's making it easy to forget.
Which there you go. Well played.
Based on how the defense is playing. Just for them to follow up what they did, I think, Levis said, we're not going to let this knock us down. We've done too much, climbing up the mountain, to paraphrase. I think that's completely wrong. I think this I mean, first off, it wasn't a big victory to lose by 10 to Minnesota and to lose by 10 to the Chargers. We kind of cast it that way because there was some progress in those games that led to the upset of Houston. But losing this one in this fashion makes you wonder if those games meant much to me. And they're back at the bottom of the hill and they have to climb again.
Yeah, I think that's totally fair. So, PK, it feels like this is a weekly tradition asking about special teams. But yesterday, Jaquan Jackson fumbles the ball on the kickoff. They've got, I think it was 3 penalties on special teams is what they ended up with.
In quick succession.
Yeah, in very quick succession. And, look, I said earlier, and I don't expect this to happen at this point. But, like, we've reached, like, Brian Callahan needs to have a standard in this point to me. And move on from Colt Anderson. Again, I don't expect it to happen now on December the 2nd if it's not happened already this year. But it is quite the run that this special teams unit is on. And it reared its ugly head again yesterday with Jackson fumbling the ball. And I wonder, I don't know, they put him back out there. What do you think happens with special teams? Do you think anything happens to special teams given what we've seen from this point this season?
I mean, I don't see how Mason Kinsey isn't returning punts next week or some alternative. You know, he said the only alternative on punt return was Tyler Boyd, and that Boyd, you know, is just going to catch him. Well, you know, so you can get 13 yards and a fumble, or you can get a catch. Standards so high. I tweeted, you know, remember Mike Vrabel? It was at Rand Carthon's introductory press conference, and he cracked to Ran about getting him a return man.
Yeah.
So that's almost 2 years old, and Ran's failed at that for 2 years. You know, and so I think for every shout out for the Jarvis Brownlee pick should be paired with a thumbs down for the Jaquan Jackson pick. He wasn't a great returner at Tulane. The Titans somehow see something in him that suggests to them he's going to be their returner, and he's failed, just like Kyle Phillips failed before him. And so the Titans have become a diseased place for making a guy who's got a chance to be a returner into a returner. And the special teams thing is such a high-level debacle that it's hard to even discuss without disgust. And, you know, if Colt Anderson – you know, I don't imagine he'll be fired the Monday after the final game because they'll have to have their meetings and everything. But if somehow he is on this staff after it's a huge indictment of Brian Callahan, he's got to be gone. And I don't understand how Amy Adams Strunk didn't get herself involved in this or how they talked her out of it. I mean, I understand how there aren't immediate consequences for certain things, but this one is bad.
As someone said in the YouTube chat, they need a special teams coach whose initials aren't CA. So that's one thing that they need to look for in the next one. Well, you mentioned Callahan, PK, and I got to say, like, after last week, it's like, you know, the guy has kept him playing, and it's been ugly, but he's kept him playing. You know, yes, you're right. You don't get – it's the NFL. You don't get flowers for losing close games to good teams. But, like, there was, like, a team that was still playing hard that was doing some things better, right? And then they go win that game. And I'm like, and the play calling was pretty good. Like, you kind of felt good about that. And then this happens. What is this right now? What's the temperature on – just on – no, I'm not talking hot seat, but just the analysis of Brian Callahan right now and where this team is, you know, following him.
Yeah, I mean, I'll go back to Levis saying, you know, we're not going to let this knock us down the hill we've climbed. I think that's crap. I think this invalidates, you know, a lot of what's happened lately, that they could come out and be this flat and have that. And then you come back and you know, you make a little mini charge, and the best you can manage are a couple field goals. Those field goals look teeny weeny against, you know, that deficit that they were facing. It just, you know, good for Nick Westbrook-Ikhine that he did something. Good for Levis that Levis wasn't the reason they lost this game, and he still made a couple throws. But it doesn't matter. Nothing mattered yesterday after 20 minutes. I heard you kind of indicating that, you know. You play those 20 minutes, and I don't think anything anybody did after that mattered. You know, he's going to say they didn't give up and all of that. It doesn't matter. You didn't do anything for 20 minutes. I don't think there's a game in the league, probably. Maybe the Lions have shelled that out to some opponents where games were over that fast. But it's a huge embarrassment, you know. And last week, they gave Amy a game ball, and it's the most important game of the season. Well, what about this game? What about this game? What's the importance of this game? You know, if you're emotionally drained and you can't deal with that success, you're an incredibly weak-minded, not to mention weak-playing team. And I think it just says to all the fans that let themselves get a little bit excited and looked at the standings about playoff possibilities and all that, you feel like an idiot. Your team made you feel like an idiot.
Yep, no doubt about it. PK, great stuff as always, brother. Safe travels back. We'll see you on Wednesday.
Take care, boys. Thanks.
Absolutely. Paul Kuharsky from PaulKuharsky.com with us. He'll be with us on Wednesday from 8 to 9, talking all things Tennessee Titans, as he does every week. We'll have the Rob rant coming up next. Corey Curtis from News 2 at 8 o'clock. All that ahead. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.